Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We begin with reviewing the machlokes that we already learned on Daf Beis of Rava and Rova. Why Chazal said we have to say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta. Rava said, Lefi She'en Bekin L'Shma, the people in Chutz La'aretz weren't familiar with the Aloch of L'Shma, and therefore by saying Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta, we know that the get was written Lishma. Rava said, Lefishen Einim Mitzuyim Lekaimoy, people did not travel from Chutz La'aretz to Yisrael, and therefore there's a concern that if the husband will say that there's a problem with the get, there will be no way to confirm its validity, and the Shliach, Besem B'Fanei Nachtam, confirms the validity of the get. Tanan, there's a Mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Tes, that says, HaMevi get from Medinas Hayom. If somebody brings a get from Medinas Hayom, and he's unable to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, the halacha is, im yeshal of edim, if there are edim signed to the get, what should we do, given that this individual, the shliach, can't say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, yiskayim b'chesamav. We should do kiyum, b'vinimba. And the Gemara over there will ask, what is the definition, mai v'eni yochaloymer? What is the definition of eni yochaloymer? Ilay mecheresh, if you're going to say that we're referring to an individual who's a deaf-mute, who we know from throughout Shas, a deaf-mute is considered an individual that doesn't have das, that doesn't have intellect. And therefore, since, as Rishonim explained, the din, the rule that shlichus is effective, we learn from Karban Pesach, the pasuk says, v'yichur lehem ish, celebes avos. The person who could be a shliach, the person who's bringing Karban Pesach for the entire group, has to be an ish, a man of intellect. And therefore here, we can't have a cheresh bring the get, because cheresh doesn't have intellect, as we just said. Cheresh barasui gitahu is a cheresh, an individual who could bring a get. But tonight we're going to learn another Mishnah later in our Masechta, that hakul ksherem lohavis a get, chutz mecheresh shaytiv a katan. So it can't be referring to an individual that is a cheresh. Ask Taisvis and the Rishonim, ask the obvious question. It can't be referring to a cheresh, but why can we say that it's either referring to an individual who can't say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, because it's not a true statement. He actually did not see the get written and signed. Or it's referring to an individual who is an elaine. He's mute, he can't speak, but he could see. He's not a cheresh. So the Tosfos HaRosh answers that if he were an elaim, as we said at the beginning of our shiur today, there are two reasons why b'fani nechtam have to be said, either because of kiyum or because of lishma. The concern of kiyum, an elaim, it's an issue, because kiyum has to be done in a certain way, and a person who can't speak can't affect kiyum. However, if the concern is that lishma, says the Tosfos HaRosh, lishma could be accomplished with an elaim, because an elaim is a bar das, just never can't speak. So what we do is we'll have the elaim write on a piece of paper, I know to get this lishma. That's why the Gemara couldn't say that we're referring to an elaim. That's how Tosfos HaRosh answers. However, Tosfos, as the Maram explains Tosfos, says that that is difficult to explain, that that's the pshat in that Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is saying, v'eni yochaloymer. What is the problem with this person that he can't speak? So first of all, it automatically addresses the question, maybe he can't speak, just he didn't actually see the get written and signed. Then it has nothing to do with any yochaloymer. It has nothing to do with his inability to speak. It has to do with his inability to speak, because he didn't see. Any yochaloymer is not the proper terminology. For the same point, says Tosfos, and this says Tosfos as the Maram explains, and this is the way we're going to explain it, any yochaloymer seems to indicate that something happened. Till now he was fine, and now he became disqualified. If he was an elaim, he was an elaim all along. So why does it have to say with any yochaloymer that something happened? Therefore, Rav Yosef explained, Hachem Maiskinen, what is the case of that Mishnah? Kigon shenosno kishibikeach, The get was given to the shliach when he was fine. But he gave the get, and he's supposed to say v'fanin nechta v'fanin nechtam, and at that point, atch nescharish, he became a cherish. That moment. And therefore, he can't say v'fanin nechta v'fanin nechtam. So now the question is, says the Gemara, l'rava nicha, according to Rava, we understand. Because since this individual cannot say v'fanin nechta v'fanin nechtam, so what does the Mishnah say? He should do kiyum. But according to Rabbah, it's a kasha. According to Rabbah, if the concern is lishma, what does the Mishnah there say? Do kiyum. Kiyum doesn't solve your issue of lishma. And that's why it's a question. So the obvious question that all the Rishonim ask when we learn this Gemara is, why did the Gemara have to go through this entire process of bringing Rabbi Yosef's pshat in that Mishnah and then asking a question? The question that the Gemara has, that Mishnah clearly indicates that the only concern is kiyum, is a question as soon as you learn the Mishnah. Why did the Gemara have to bring in Rabbi Yosef's pshat? So the Mefarshim answer that if not for Rabbi Yosef's explanation, we would say that Mishnah is referring to an ilim. And we go back to the Tosfos HaRosh that I quoted. An Elaim can take care of the problem of Lishma. Because as the Tosfos HaRosh taught us, how does the Elaim take care of it? By writing it. It must be, therefore, that it's not talking about an Elaim. That's why it's talking about a Cheresh. And now we have a question. So asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger a Gevaldig Kasha. We're saying that Mishnah is referring to a Cheresh. And once we say it's referring to a cherish, we have a kasha and rava. What about lishma? Why don't we say that the Mishnah is talking about an elim, and we won't have a kasha and rava because the elim can write the lishma. So instead of following Rav Yosef's pshat, and there's a raya that we have to follow Rav Yosef's pshat, and this is important for all of Shvas, the Rishonim explained the Gemara uses the word v'havinim ba. When does the Gemara use v'havinim ba? V'havinim ba is when we want to ask a question according to a certain opinion. And here that's pshat. The kash is because the way Rabbi Yosef explained that Mishnah. So ask Rabbi Kivega, say that Mishnah is referring to a case of an Elaim, and we won't have a kasha, because the issue of Lishma is solved, as the Tosfos HaRosh tells us, by the Elaim writing that it was written Lishma. Kivega leaves it with a kasha. I saw a beautiful teretz, and we alluded to it a moment ago. According, if that Mishnah is referring to an Elaim, it doesn't make a difference when he became an Elaim. The Mishnah, as we said a moment ago, is referring to a case that he became an Elaim after he delivered the get. But if the issue is Elaim, it doesn't make a difference when he became an Elaim. And therefore, the Mishnah can't be explained as referring to an Elaim. It must be a Cheresh. If it's a Cheresh, how are we resolving the Lashma problem according to Rabbah? Before we go further in the Gemara, we see from here that V'fanei nechta v'fanei nechtam, say the Rishonim, does not have to be said immediately as the get is given. It could be said even, and we spoke about this at the beginning of the Masechta, even toich kidei dibra. Because if it had to be said immediately, how's the case of Rabbi Yosef going to be understood? Rabbi Yosef says he gave the get, and he didn't have opportunity to say v'fanei nechtav before he became a cheresh. If it has to happen as you give the get, and otherwise it's not considered that you gave the get, what's Rabbi Yosef saying? So from here we see, the Toich Kedei Dibur, you could still say B'fani Nechtav, and that's exactly what happened here. Before he had an opportunity to say it, he became a Cheresh. Rabbi Chanan uses this Gemara to speak about this concept of Toich Kedei Dibur. This concept of Toich Kedei Dibur is a concept that we find throughout Shas. And what does Toich Kedei Dibur mean? That we always extend the period of anything by the time it says, the time it takes to say Toich Kedei Dibur, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Meiri. But there's a question in the Achronim, what are the mechanics of Toich Kedei Dibur? Doesn't mean that, let's say I sell you this Gemara. And we know Toich Kedei Dibur I can retract. What does Toich Kedei Dibur mean? Does Toich Kedei Dibur mean that the sale is not considered concluded until the time of Toich Kedei Dibur has passed? Or does Toich Kedei Dibur say that the sale is concluded at the point of sale? The Torah, Chazal, give us a certain amount of time that we can regret. How much time? Tarkadei Dibur. Says Rabbi Chanan, L'chayra from Al Gemara, we have a raya, that to the second way of explaining Tarkadei Dibur. For if Tarkadei Dibur says that the act is not considered valid until Tarkadei Dibur passes, so here by the time Tarkadei Dibur passes, the shlich became a cherish. So it should invalidate what he did. Rabbi Chanan's raya. But there are many mefarshim that disagree with Rabbi Chanan. Because they say, even if we'll learn that Tarkadei Dibur means that the sale is not considered concluded until Tarkadei Dibur passes, that's when we're having a transaction. I'm selling you the Gemara. So the Gemara is not considered sold until Tarkadei Dibur passes. Here nothing is being sold. He's giving a get. And here everybody will agree, at the moment of Nesina, the get is a get. And then there's a separate concept of Tarkadei Dibur. So now we're back to the Gemara's question. According to Rava, why is the Mishnah speak about Kiyum? What about Lishma? What about the concern of Lishma? Answers the Gemara, Hachav Ma'iskin Alacha Shalomdu. We're referring to a case that everybody learned about the din of Lishma. As Mefarshim explained, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that they were concerned that the people in Chutz La'aretz didn't accept, weren't familiar with the concept of Lishma, and they became familiar. I asked the Gemara, Yochel Nami, if that's the case, why is the Mishnah differentiating between a person who could speak and not speak? And Tysus explains the Gemara's question. Because the Tysus has a problem. If that's the issue, why is the Gemara asking only on Rabbah? At this point, where the Lishma issue is off the table, because they learned the din of Lishma, so Rabbah and Rava hold the exact same opinion. The only concern is Kiyum. So the Gemara's question should be even on Rava. So Tysus answers. According to Rava, Befanei Nechtam represents a leniency. That we don't have to go through the full Kiyum process. Befanei Nechtam is good enough. Teaches us the Mishnah that if there's a case where you can't avail yourself of that leniency, you'd say Befanei Nechtam. But according to Rabbah, Befanei Nechtam actually represents a stringency, right? That you can't just do Kiyum. You also have to say Befanei Nechtam to prove that it's written Lishma. Now that we're referring to a situation where that concern is no longer relevant, Lacha Shalomdu, so if so, why does the Mishnah differentiate between Yochel and Yochel? That stringency should be off the table for everyone. Answers the Gemara. You're right. We shouldn't be concerned about Lishma. Just as a concern that the clock will go back and there'll be a time when people again in Chutz La'aretz will not be familiar with the din of Lishma. Says the Gemara, Yochel and Yochel Nami. If that's the concern, then we should always be concerned. Even for a person who can't say it. Why is the Mishnah differentiating between an individual who can say it and an individual who can't say it? Answers the Gemara, Pikeach v'nescharish misla shchicha. This case, which all of us think about when we learn the Gemara, as Rabbi Yosef explained our Mishnah, he was a Bikeach. And exactly that second, after he gives the get, he becomes a Cheresh, is a very extraordinary situation. Musla Shchicha Legozer Barabonim. Ask the Achrayim. And that a get should be written, Shaloi Lishma, is a Musla de Shchicha? Usually get is written properly. So if we're accepting a concept, a Musla Shchicha Legozer Barabonim, so then the whole thing of Befanei Nechtam, shouldn't have been put into effect. So I saw a beautiful teretz from Zalman Sender. He says as follows. This is also important for all of Shas. The Rabbanan, there are many rules that we're going to learn in Shas from the Rabbanan. They fall into two categories. Sometimes we have a takana, and sometimes we have a gzeira. A takana, when Chazal make a takana, the takana is under all circumstances. Even for extraordinary situations. Chazal made a takana. You have to say Befanei Nechtam. Now we're learning there's a gzeira. That not only when people don't know about Lishma, do you have to say Befanei Nechtam. We make a gzeira that even when people do know about it, they should continue saying Befanei Nechtam. That's a gzeira. By a takana, we don't differentiate between a milsa de shchicha and a milsa de la shchicha. By a gzeira, we differentiate between a milsa d'shchicha and a milsa d'shchicha. Now we're in a gezeira mode, and therefore we differentiate. So ask, and with this, you saw it, we can answer another kasha, which I thought people would ask. Why isn't a gezeira l'gzeira? The whole reason of saying b'fani nechtam is a gzeira, and now we're making gzeira shemi achsa davul kukula. It should be gzeira l'gzeira, and we know from all of the shas, gzeira l'gzeira we don't say. The answer is it's not a gzeira l'gzeira. The first rule is a takana. The second rule is a gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira we don't say, but gzeira l'takana we do say. Ask the Gemara, v'isha l'shchicha, that a woman should bring her own get. And as we explained, the case is referring to a case, situation, where the husband gives the wife the get, but says it should not be effective until you reach Beis Din, and then it'll be effective. But Tanan, and yet we learned, the Mishnah says, Isha atzma v'yagata, a woman herself could bring a get, of achat tzrichalam v'fanei nechtam v'fanei nechtam. If there's no gzeira by extraordinary cases, why does she have to say it? Answers the Gemara, shloi tachlok b'shlichus. Chazal did not want to differentiate. And as Tosfos explains, anyone who's able to say v'fanei nechtam v'fanei nechtam says it, even if it's a milsa l'shchicha. The only time Chazal exempts is if you have two things working for you. Number one, it's a milsa l'shchicha, and the shliach, as in our Gemara, is unable to express b'fanei nechtam v'fanei nechtam. Ask the Gemara, yihochi bal nami. So if we're saying that, then even if the husband himself brings the get, why should he be exempt from saying b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? Alom etanya, why do we learn a b'raisa? Hu atzma shevi gitoy, if somebody himself brings his own get, ain't etzorach lam b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Why? Even if it's a milsa d'shchicha, we're saying that anybody who can say it, must say it. Answers the Gemara, tamamai amar rabban etzorach lam b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Why did Chazal teach us you have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? Dima osi ba'al ma'aro posalei. Because we're always concerned that the husband may come and raise a concern about the get. It's not a question is, hashta minka nok lebiyodei. He himself is bringing the get. Ve'urei kamarale. If he didn't want the get, he shouldn't have brought it. So that's why, in such a case, there's no need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And I saw the Mefarshim explain this very nicely. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that if a husband uses a shlich l'kabbalah, that the moment he gives him the get is effective, then we're now worried about the husband being ma'ara on the get. Because in his mind, it's over. Similarly, when he brings his own get, he's not going to be ma'ara. So again, the Gemara attempts to bring a raya to Rabbi and Rava's machloikas. Toshma d'bamine shmum rafuna. Shnaim shuviyu get. Two shlichim are carrying the get. The Medina Sayyam. The question he asked was, Tzrichim shiyamer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, ayin tzrichim. Must they say it or not? Amar lei, and they responded, ain't tzrichim. There's no reason to say it. Because ma ilu yamer b'fanei girsha. If two Adam walked in, and they said, we know that this man divorced his wife, miloy mahemni, wouldn't they be believed? And therefore, there is no need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Ask the Gemara, Le Rava, that the entire concern is that the husband's going to be ma'arer. So when we have two Adam that are testifying that the get is a good get, that they brought the get, there's no need, there's no concern. However, Le Rava, who says the concern is Lishma, so what's the difference that two people are bringing the get? We should still have a concern that the get was written Shloi Lishma. Answers the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskin al Achle Shalamdu. They already learned. And since they already learned, there is no we're not worried about Lishma. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, even one person who brings the get should not have to say it. This is a repetition of the previous Gemara. And says Gemara, ask the Gemara, so even if two people bring the get, why are we not concerned that the husband is going to be ma'ar? Says the Gemara, Beitrei the Maisi Gita, Musla Shchicha, or Gosba Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, v'ish lo shchicha, all repetition, a woman bringing her own get is not shchich, and yet we learned, v'ish atzma, mevi gita, ovachi tzrich lo mefanei nechtam v'fanei nechtam, ayit samus lo shchich, answers the Gemara, shloi tachlok b'shlichus, anyone who can't say it, should say it. Ask the Gemara, yihochi ba'al nami, even if the husband brings the get himself, he should have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because we're saying under all circumstances it must be said. Allah matanya, hu atzma shevi gitoi, ein tzorch lem b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And says the Gemara, as we learned before, tam mai am rabbanon tzorch lem b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, dem also ba'al ma'aru posle. Hash de minka nokele b'yodei, v'ruru kamarle, he's bringing it, we don't have to worry. There's an interesting machloikas. We're saying now that if two people bring the get, we don't have to worry that the husband's going to be ma'aru. They're bringing the get. So another question, because they're two people and they have namonas. Machloikas rishonim. What happens if the husband is anyway ma'ar? Do we give any validity to their error? We say whenever two people agree in the get, there is no validity to the husband's error. Machloikas taisvus in the Torah. The taisvus says that the husband has no ability to be ma'ar when two people bring a get. The Torah says that a husband has the ability to be ma'ar, we're just not concerned for it because the husband in his mind won't start with error when he has two people bringing the get. Toshma. The Brisa says, so maybe get Medina Siyam, the Nasnla, the get was brought, and the Shlich neglected to say, the halach is, in the Kayim b'chaysamav, if there's Kiyim, kosher. Vimlav, but if there was no Kiyim, pasul. Have, ends the Brisa with these words. Because the only reason Chazal required that b'fanei nechtam be said was not to be machmer ela hakalav, and therefore if there's kiyum, it's good enough. Ask the Gemara, l'Rava nicha. According to Rava, we could understand the brayse very well because kiyum is certainly the whole concern is kiyum, and here we're doing a real kiyum. We're not relying on b'fanei nechtam. However, l'Rava kasha. What about l'shma? Answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Va'amrit, we've already learned twice in today's shir that even after we know that they in Chutz La'aretz became aware of the halacha of Lishma, there's still a gzeira of Shema Yachs Dovla Kekuloi. And the Gemara Kshenesis is referring to a situation that she got married. Of course, b'fanei nechtam has to be said. But here she already got married, we're not going to make her get divorced if it wasn't said because of Xer Shem Yachsudov Lekukulai. Ask the Gemara, wonderful explanation of the Braisa. The only problem is that's not what the Braisa says. Yehochi, how did the Braisa explain its rule? That if B'fanei Nechtam wasn't said, it'll be acceptable. The way the Braisa explained it was, because the Braisa said, L'hutzu Cholayim B'fanei Nechtam B'fanei Nechtam, Chazal did not require the saying B'fanei Nechtam L'hachmer Le, to cause Chumras, Elohaka Le. It says the Gemara, Mishum Nanissu. The point of the Braisa is because she already got married. And that's why we're not requiring the B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. There's no hint of that in the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, Hachkam. This is the way to understand the Braisa. The Chitema, you might suggest, L'hachma l'alafka, we should be machmer. And say that if B'fanei Nechtam was not said, even if she got remarried, she has to divorce the second husband. Says the Gemara, no. We're not going to be so strict about the funny nechtam, funny nechtam, and cause these chumras. That if a get was given, especially nowadays, where lishma is known to cause a chumra, why? Because tamamai, what's the entire concern with this get? Especially now when lishma is no longer a factor. Dim osabal, ma'aru apostle. We're concerned that the husband may come and say something and will be stuck. Hashta, however, ba'aloka ma'aru. However, the husband hasn't said anything. So we should make this woman get divorced because of an outside concern. So b'fanei nechtam wasn't said, we let her stay with her second husband. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So the way Rashi's learning the Gemara, as a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation of this Gemara, what happened here was as follows. The concern of Lashma is off the table, called Slach Shlomdu. What's the concern of Error? Error is not enough of a concern to make this woman break up her second marriage. Tosfos, however, learns that before the words of Tamamai, before the top words in this Amid, there's an Ibayis Eimah. And the Gemara is giving two terutz. The first terutz is, that, as we explain, like Rashi explains, lach shalomdu, so lishma is not a concern. The entire concern is that the get that the husband may be ma'arer, that's not a reason to make her get divorced from a second husband. Then the Gemara gives another answer. Even if we're referring to situation kodim, where they don't know the din of lishma, and of course, lefanin nechta must be said, teaches us the Gemara, that's until she got remarried. But once we have a woman who got remarried because of the concern that maybe they didn't write the get lishma, we should not make her get divorced, Chazal don't make her do that. Says the Gemara, the machloikis of Rabbi and Rava, Rabbi's opinion of lishma, Rava's opinion about Kiyim b'chaysamav, is actually beplukted Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shuban Levi. It's actually machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shuban Levi. Charama one said like Rabbi that the concern is l'fishayim b'kiyim lishma, and Charama one said the concern is l'fishayim mitzayim l'kaimai. But we don't know who said what. Says the Gemara, it's time to Rabbi Shuban Levi, I'll bring you a proof that Rabbi Shuban Levi is the man d'omer who said l'fish ein b'kein l'shma. Because the Gemara tells us the following episode. Rishim Ba'aba Aisa Gitel Kamed Rabbi Shuban Levi. Rishim Ba'aba brought a get in front of Rabbi Shuban Levi. V'amalei, and he asked him, Srichna l'mem b'fanin nechtav b'fanin nechtav aloi. Must I say b'fanin nechtav or must I not? Amalei loy tzvichus, you don't have to. Because like Amru, this rule of a funny nechtam, was only said in the earlier generations, she'en b'kin l'shma, where they weren't familiar with the din of l'shma. Al b'daris achrina, in later generations, the beginning l'shma, loy, testayim. So here we clearly see that Rishu ben Levi's entire concern was l'shma. Ask the Gemara, v'tizbara, does this make any sense? We learned on Daf Dalid, for Rabbi Islay the Rava, the Gemara taught us that Rava agreed with Rava that the concern of Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai is also a reason to say B'fanin Nechtam, B'fanin Nechtam. So why, even if Lishma is off the table, are you not concerned about Kiyam? One question. Void, and a second question, even if now there is no concern of Lishma, everybody knows the din of Lishma, but we learned three times on Amud Aleph, they were concerned Shemiyach Sadovel Kukulai, that they may forget, and therefore they still have to say B'fani Nech because L'shma. Says the Gemara, the story there was different. Rav Shimba Abba Inish Achrina Bahadei. There was another person there. And as we learned on Amud Aleph, there went two Shlichim bring the get, the B'fani Nech doesn't have to be said. Why? Because L'shma is no longer a concern, and two people bring the get, we never require, because of Lishma, after the time when they knew Lishma, to say B'fani Nechtam. And when we have two people, as we learned on Daf Beis and Mabeis, we never have to say B'fani Nechtam. Says the Gemara, but we only spoke about Rishim Bar Abba bringing the get. V'had lo'y chashiv lei, why wasn't the other person mentioned, Rishim Kfadid Rav Shimon, he wasn't such a chashiv person, so it's improper, it's not respectful to mention that he joined Rav Shimon bringing the get. So we're up to here is, that the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Shuban Levi still agrees that the reason is because of Lishma. The episode we learned was with two people brought to get in a time when they already knew Lishma in Chutz La'aretz. Itma. So now we learn another machlokes. The Fnekama Nosan Lai. In front of how many people must the get be given? There's an interesting opinion of the Noida Yehuda, which is not borne out from our Gemara, and most Paiskim disagree with the Noida Yehuda, that whenever a get is given from a husband to a wife, no shlichim, simple case, they have to have three people sitting in Besdin. We don't pass on that opinion. That's not, and it's actually difficult to understand from our Gemara. Here we're referring to a case where the husband, where the shlich gives the get to the wife, and the question is in front of how many people must that be done? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina, Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Chanina, Charam b'fnei shnayim, it's enough to give it in front of two people, v'char amar, b'fnei shloisha, in front of three people. So the opinion of three people is very easy. We need to accomplish kiyum. That's the whole point of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Kiyum requires a bezdin. How many people must be in the bezdin? Three individuals. What about two people? Two people are only edim. So what are we going to have? Edim saying that we heard that the shlich said b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. But isn't that a situation of Eid Mepi Eid? And Eid Mepi Eid is disqualified. Answers the Me'iri that there's a whole different pshat to the Gemara. Eidim are testifying to what happened. Edom are testifying to what happened, and you only need two people to testify, this was the procedure. Says the Gemara, it's time to Rabbi Yochanan Rambam b'fnei Shnayim. Rabbi Yochanan is the Madom that says two Edom are enough. The Rambam of Chizda, Isegitel Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rambam Chizda brought the get in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Vamalei, Zil Havalei Bapitrei, present the get in front of two individuals. Vaimalu, and tell the wife, and tell them, b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem. Most Rishonim hold that the b'fani nechtem should also be said in the presence of the wife, but certainly if it wasn't done, it's not makas. This time, so here we have a clear proof that Rabbi Yochanan is the man that says two people hearing the b'fani nechtem is enough. Says the Gemara, lehem b'hokam ifgi. Perhaps this is their machloikis. The man dom of neshnayim, the man dom that says that two people are enough to say b'fani nechtem in front of them, he holds kusol l'fishay and b'kin l'shma. And by you saying in front of two people, b'fani nechtem, you're telling them that it was written l'shma. A man dom of neshloisha, kusol l'fishay and edem etzuyim l'kaimoy. And therefore, you need a bezdin. Ask the Gemara, the Tisbara, can that be pshat in the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Shuman Levi? Hamid Rabbi Shuman Levi Amal Fish Emi Kin Lishma. As we proved from the previous Gemara, Rabbi Shuman Levi is the man that holds that the reason of Fani Nachtav is said because Emi Kin Lishma. Rabbi Yochanan Amal Fish Emi Kin Lishma. It must be Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning for Fani Nachtav is because we need Kiyim. So here, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that giving the get in front of two people is adequate? Void. And furthermore, as we've been saying for the last two shurim, Harava Islay the Rava. Rava Islay the Rava. Everybody agrees to the concern about Kiyam. As it says the Gemara, El Kulam Bin Edim Tzuim L'Kaimai. Everybody requires Kiyam. So now we have a question. If everybody requires Kiyam, so everybody should agree that you have to give the get in front of three people, yet here we have a man, the Amid, that says it's enough to give it in front of two people. It says, tomorrow, here's a different machloikas, a machloikas based in Masech the Kedushin. V'och b'shlich nasa eid, v'eid nasa dain. The question here is, can the person who's also the shliach perform two jobs? Be a shliach and also be a dayan for the kiyum. Well, we have this shaila in Masecht Kedushin. If a shliach could be an aid, if, in other words, if I'm a shliach, you owe somebody money, and I'm the shliach to take the money, can I also be an aid or not? And the question here is, could this aid also be a dayan? Mandom of Neishnayim, the mandom that holds that Fani Nechtav could sit in front of two people, kusav a shliach nasa aid, veid nasa dayan. So therefore, the shliach himself could be a dayan, and therefore I only need two more people plus the shliach. Or mandam of negimel. However, the mandam that says that he has to say with funny nechtav in front of three individuals kusav a shliach nasa aid. However, the aid ain't nasa dayan. An aid can't be a dayan. And since aid can't be a dayan, therefore the shliach himself cannot become a dayan. That's why we need three other individuals to hear me say, hear the shliach say b'fani nechtav, and they'll be the dayonim to be mekayim the get. So the obvious question is that here, the issue is, eid nasa dayin. Could the shliach become a dayin? Why do we have to have two steps? Shliach nasa eid, the eid nasa dayin. We should just spoken what's relevant to us. Can the shliach also be a dayin? So before we go into that, just to understand the Rishonim discuss, how would this work? Usually when we say shliach nasa dayin, means the first he's a shliach, and then he's a dayin. Here the Ritva says, it wouldn't be two steps. It would all happen in one step. Meaning, that you have two individuals, and the shliach saying b'fani nechtav, and when he's saying b'fani nechtav, he's so to speak wearing two hats. He's wearing the hat of a shliach, saying b'fani nechtav, and he's also wearing the hat of a dayin, being mekayim the get. And the Ritva says that this would be a unique situation as we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, because Biguna, we allow this process to work. But again, we go back to that question. Why is the Gemara combining these concepts of Eid Nasa Shliach, Shliach Nasa Eid, Eid Nasa Dayim? So the Mepharshim explained. The question of Masechta Gedushin about Shliach Nasa Eid, what is it based on? The reason Shliach Nasa Eid, or maybe Shliach Nan Nasa Eid, is because a person who's a shliach is a negei b'davar. The whole hallmark of an aid, the whole hallmark of a dayan, is that impartiality. Somebody who's so intimately involved can't be impartial. So that's why we connect Eid Nasa Dayan to Shliach Nasa Eid. Just like he can't be an Eid because he's not impartial, he can't be a Dayan. So it's all one concept. So I saw a Gevaldige Kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each one of us. He knows what we do, and he judges us. So the question is, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be both the Eid and the Dayan? The answer is, based on our Gemara, human beings have negis. Human beings have issues of partiality or impartiality. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't say such a thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody agrees that he could be both the Eid and the Dayan. Ask the Gemara, for Kaimel and the Rabbanan, the Eid Nasa Dayan. Here we're referring to Rabbanan. This entire concern that the husband is going to be Ma'arur, I was saying from the beginning of Masechta, is only Chshash to Rabbanan. By the Rabbanan, everybody agrees, Eid Nasa Dayan. So why do you need to give the get in front of three individuals? Two should be enough. And there's a very interesting Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says that even though this concern of Kiyum is only the Rabbanan, he draws the following distinction. He says, here we're referring in our Gemaras that the get is being given and there was no error. So it's only chashash that the husband may be ma'arur. That's only a drabbanan. And by drabbanan, everybody agrees Eid Nasa Dayan. But in a case where the husband was already ma'arur, there the halacha indeed would be that Eid Nasa Dayan. But here we're talking that the husband wasn't ma'arur, so it's only chashash drabbanan. So everybody agrees Eid Nasa Dayan. Why do I need three people? The shliach should be in the member number three. Says the Gemara, Ella Hakba Hakamifki. Masav Akim the Ishik Sheri Lavis a get. Since the woman is also qualified to bring the get, so Zimn the Maisalay Itisa. Sometimes a woman will bring the get. And if we're going to say that the Shliach can also be a Dayan, we may consider her to be the third individual. And the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara, a woman, although she could be a Shliach, because you want, because of Minaguna, anybody who could be a Shliach should be the Shliach. For Bezdin, I don't need a woman. So I'm not going to make a leniency. And Bezdin, a woman can't be a member on. The Samchala. And therefore, we always need three different individuals. Idach, Isha made the Yedaya. By a woman, everybody knows that a woman is disqualified to be a Dayan. And therefore, if a woman brings the get, we'll know that even though normally two people are enough, plus the Shliach, he will need three people. So there's two points that the Rajba makes. One says the Rajba, it's not only a woman. It could be also a karev. Let's say the karev is a shliach. A karev is certainly disqualified to be a dayan. So the same thing would be by a dayan as by a karev as by an isha. A karev can't be the third member, and we have the same machlokes. Do we have to be concerned that the karev will be used as a dayan to be mekayim the get? That's one point that the Rajba makes. But then the Rajba says a very interesting and famous machlokes Taisus in the Rajba. Taisus says that we're concerned about any woman. Any woman can't be a dayan. She could be a shliach, but not a dayan. The Rajba suggests, again, because we want to be lenient here, and because we're only dealing with a chashash, the Rabbanan, a woman could be kosher here for being a dayan. A karev could be kosher to be a dayan. The only person who can't be a dayan is if the wife herself brings the get. Then she couldn't be a dayan. And that's the only case that this Gemara is referring to. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brayse that clearly corroborates Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. It says, Hamevi get medin siyom, v'nosin lo, v'lomela b'fonin nechta v'fonin nechtam, yoitz v'avlad mamzer. The child is a mamzer. Divrei remeyim. Ask Taisus. We learned on Haman Aleph that why, that she be mekayim. And here was said, you should be mekayim the star. And here it says that the child is a mamzer. Answers Taisus. The brayse at the bottom of Amun Aleph was referring to it was Kiyum. In the case there was Kiyum, Rabbi Meir will agree that even though Befani Nechtam was not said, everything is fine. Here there was no Kiyum, that's why the child is a Mamzer. Most Rishonim learn, it's only a Mamzer Drabbanan. The get is a good get. They didn't say Befani Nechtam. That causes the child to be, so she shouldn't have gotten married this way, and that's why the child is a Mamzer Drabbanan. However, I did see a Chroinim that suggests that it would be a Mamzer Deraisa. Two explanations. One explanation is, called Mekadosh adopted the Rabbanim Mekadosh, the Kol HaMegarish adopted the Rabbanim Megarish. Since he didn't follow the Rabbanim's rules, didn't say b'fanei nechtam, the Gerishin is invalid, she's still an Eishes Ish. Or another pshat, when b'fanei nechtam wasn't said, the Shlichus is nullified. So he has no business bringing the get, and therefore the get is not a get, and she's an Eishes Ish deraisa. V'chamayim ain't a Vlad Mamza. But even the Chum agree, Kate's Yasa, this way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, Yitlenu Emena, take the get back, V'yachs V'yitnu Lo, give it to her again, V'fnei Shnayim, V'yom V'fani Nechtam, say V'fani Nechtam, V'fani Nechtam. Ask the Gemara, Rameyer, V'shum D'loy Omer, V'fani Nechtam, V'fani Nechtam. We need to understand Rameyer's opinion. Just because they didn't say V'fani Nechtam, V'fani Nechtam, Yoitzi V'avlad Mamzer, and as we said a moment ago, it may even be a mamza deraisa. In Ramei la tamei, domer of hamnuna mishmei deula, or mahay Ramei, as we explained, kol mishamim mebeish atova chacham begitten. Anybody that deviates, yoytzi v'avlad mamza. Says the Gemara. Behead you boil a sui gete. Behead you wanted to bring a get. Osla kamei der v'achi. So came to v'achi. Davemuna giti. He was appointed to arrange all gittin. Why was somebody specifically appointed for this job? Because as we're going to learn, kosh any day b'tiv gutim v'kedushin lo yehei lo esek iman, you have to be an expert. So they had somebody who was an expert in this field. Amay tzach at lamayd akol ois v'ois. You have to be there when every letter of the get is written. So the Rajba asks, isn't this a proof that the concern is lishma? Because if the concern is kiyim b'chay samav, so why do you need to stand there for every letter? Says the Rajba. The concern is kiyim b'chaysomov. For that you wouldn't have to be there for every letter. But what's the shliach going to say? B'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. You can't say the words b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam if you weren't there the entire time. Osla kameder of Ami, of Asi, amoy lo tzriches. You don't have to. B'fani nechtam doesn't mean you were there for every letter. V'chitei me'eved l'chumra. I'll be machmer, and I'll be there for every letter. Nimtza at the Moisei Laza Gittin Rishonim, where the Shliach wasn't there for every letter. And doing such a thing that will cause previous Gittin to be taken into concern if they're valid should never be done. So here we learn a very interesting Gemara. We're learning now that sometimes you're not allowed to be Machmer, because being Machmer could cause problems. So I saw the Paiskim discuss this, and they make two points. One is, this is only by mitzvahs that are not ben Odom L'Chaveroi. Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, if a person wants to be machmer, he could always be machmer. What? Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. This is ben Odom L'Mokam, our Gemara. Eishasish is ben Odom L'Mokam. But Odom L'Chaveroi, if you want to be machmer on something other people weren't machmer, go right ahead. Also, we find, those that are a little familiar with Hilchus Gittin know that over generations, new chumras were instituted. How could we ever institute a chumra? So the Sefer Trumas already says, a chumra that has no place in halacha should not be instituted. Why? Because such a chumra could lead to questions on the earlier gittin, and we have no right to do that. However, certainly if somebody is accepting a chumra that has a halachic basis, the person should do the chumra and not be concerned what people will say about the earlier gittin.
No, I was in Lock Shelter, but instead they came to Woodridge.
Well, they'll be around.